Conferences. Long agendas, big venues, always on your feet, barely getting to see the people that you want to see, and then, of course, the expense. Well, the three of us at Good Morning Hospitality are launching Good Morning Retreats. Our first retreat is this July 8th through the 10th at the Horst Hospitality Training School in Auburn, Alabama. If you go to goodmorningretreats.com, you'll find out more information about our first retreat that we're launching. We have already filled half the slots. We have 20 available and we have about 13 already filled. So make sure you go there, you apply, show your interest, and we'll get you all situated for our first ever Good Morning Retreat. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And now back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to Good Morning Hospitality, your one-stop shop for the latest news, noteworthy trends, and thought-provoking discussions across the industry. From hotels to short-term rentals to all things travel and hospitality, you'll find each episode equips you with the information that you need to start your week. Join us on Good Morning Hospitality every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey!
Good morning, Sarah.
Oh, good morning, Steve.
I'm feeling good.
Early morning energy.
On this beautiful Valentine's Day.
Oh my gosh.
Happy Valentine's Day, Sarah.
Happy Valentine's Day, Steve. Happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners. I went, oh, yes. We got Jeremy already in the house. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Jeremy, and happy Valentine's Day to you as well and to all of you out there. We're doing the roll call. We were singing some songs backstage of our go-to karaoke songs to get us pumped up.
Yes. So tell us where you're joining from, and if you do happen to have a karaoke song that you really like, that is your go-to karaoke song, let us know. Yeah, Steve, so you want to share yours?
Mine is always Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh my God.
We got the producers giving us some romantic Valentine's Day music today. This is George Michael, right?
This is. Yeah. Heck yeah. Okay. My karaoke song. Wait, no, keep the music. Come on, bro. Don't stop with me. Or give me another song. Give me another song.
Yeah. Oh, appropriate. Is that your dance song?
This is appropriate. Okay, so my go-to karaoke song is, I know, not a lot of people might know this about me, but I can actually rap really well. I'm like the female Twista. and Twista, by the way, I think is like, does he still have the record for being like the fastest rapper? Anyway, point is, Salt-N-Pepa's What a Man. I like know all the lyrics. I was in a workout class yesterday and realized, oh my, I really do still know all the lyrics. So
I can see you singing that loud as you're working out.
Yeah, I was this woman was next to me and she was like, okay. I'm like, all right, sorry.
I love it. You see, we've got our songs and a great show today on Valentine's Day, which I love seeing. And you've been traveling a lot. I was saying,
yes.
You've been all over the place. So did you go anywhere after Maui since our last show?
You are correct. So actually later that day, ended up finally flying back to LA. And then I was in Boise. I spoke at a hotel conference on Monday. So it was really nice for 24/7 hotels. So I want to give them a shout out. We had a great time. We had some fun breakouts. It was such a good day. Ended up, you know, everybody got to go away with a book. That was fun. So here and then tomorrow I'm out to Nashville, and then I'm going to be home in LA for a while. So catch me if you can.
Yeah. So Nashville, what are you going to be doing there? Is it something our viewers can go see, or is it a private talk that you're going to do?
There is a conference that is happening, and I'm going to pull up the details right here so that I can have them at my, so it's the NEWH. I don't know how you pronounce that, but it's basically, it is a hospitality conference. And I am going to be speaking on a panel with a fellow podcaster that we might know, with Glenn Houseman. And so we're going to be talking to a lot of hospitality professionals about Just the world of podcasting. I will probably be leaning a little bit more into just social media and personal branding, because I think it's a little bit more broad and more people can relate to that, because maybe not everybody wants to do a podcast. So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about.
I love it. I got invited to speak at my first big event, so I need to talk to you about that. So let's see how that goes. Like, I haven't decided yes or no, but I got invited. Ooh. So
Where is it?
Here in South Florida. They haven't told me the city yet. They said South Florida. So I'll let you know. Maybe you'll be there too, and we could do a live show right before.
Oh my God. I'm already excited. That's the simple things. All right, guys. So as you guys are joining in, tell us where you're joining from, if there's any fun things that are going on for Valentine's Day. But let's go ahead and get started with our topics. We got some fun things
to talk about. We have some really fun things today.
Yeah. Okay. So this just in, a couple of days ago with Marriott, they had a really strong 2023 with record luxury hotel deals. So they basically came up with their year recap, and basically they found they had an what they're looking for 2024 is a 48% profit margin, and they're finding amazing. They generated a 48% margin last year. And a lot of this, what they were finding, is really leaning into luxury hotels. So there are a lot of interesting facts. They found just in general, global RevPAR basically rose 15%. They also signed a record 164,000 rooms. And its development pipeline reached a new high of roughly 573,000 rooms at year end. So and then also the loyalty program. So yo, for all those Bomboy people out there, it ended the year at 196 million members, which is a 10% rise. Super cool.
Those numbers.
Yeah.
I started diving into the P&L, because I was like, all right, let me look at this. I went on to the P&L. It was public. Let me see what's going on. Before I talk about that, good morning to James watching us from Sydney, Montana, doing some task force there.
Okay,
and
James.
Then we've got someone that says LinkedIn user, because I think your profile's on private. Says good morning from Belize, but good morning.
Ooh, good morning from Belize.
I would love to be Belize. Yes, I started diving into that. And to put this into perspective, a lot of hotels, they're really happy when they hit 30% profit margin, 35%, 40% is great. But to hit almost 50% is wild. And they did $6.3 billion in total revenue and brought almost 50% of that home doing hotels. Yeah. It just shows you that operations, SOPs, all the things that they do, the smart hiring, not owning as many of the buildings and more franchising as part of their model. You see half of their stuff is more franchised than owned. But one cool thing I saw popping up that's growing is their residences. Residences is growing and growing every year. It's very interesting to see all their brands now that are starting to pop up with residences. Because we see like Ritz-Carlton, St. Regis, but now you got some additions coming in there. You've got some W's that are in there. You start realizing how many brands they have is wild to see.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But what I really love is that, they're saying that they're seeing the strength specifically in the luxury hotel market. Mm-hmm. Former luxury hotel girl. Always going to love hearing this.
Yep.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, maybe I'm not a luxury hotel girl for you. But
no, maybe Miami Beach, you never know.
I love that. This was interesting. So in their portfolio, their luxury hotels are 50%, the number of luxury hotels that they have in their portfolio is 50% larger than the closest competitor. And they had record signing last year, 58 new deals in the luxury hotel market. That's a lot.
It's a lot, but you start thinking about all the stuff they've got. And good morning, Kamal from New York City. Thanks for watching.
Good morning.
When they bought Starwood, they brought on even more of their stuff.
Yeah.
Almost several years back, but now they've got luxury brands that we all think of, like the Ritz-Carlton and the St. Regis and the Editions and the, what other am I missing here? W's were really cool high end. They're starting to get back to being there. They're working.
Yeah. The JW Marriott's are high end as well.
JW's. Yep.
Yeah, in a different way.
And the Marquise, they have the JW Marriott Marquise as well. So they've got a lot of great brands, but they also said they're focusing on that mid-scale that we had talked about a previous show. They're focusing on that extended stay. Which is they didn't really expound on it that much, but they said that's going to be a big focus for them. So excited to see what they do.
So excited. Yeah.
Viewers, what do you think that's going to be happening? We saw some of their apartments they're building. That wasn't listed on here anywhere. I didn't see that in their P&L report. So I'm curious to see how that starts to work.
That's definitely going to be interesting. Well, and at the end of the day, it's just, it's showing that, you know, more and more people, especially in the luxury market, they're, they're continuing to travel. They're continuing to look for different options of places to stay. Again, it's all about options. And so whether it's a different hotel experience, you name it. I love that though.
Yeah,
I love
it. You said it. The new normal is $1,000. I think we talked about last show, right? $1,000 a night is what it's becoming.
We did. And it was interesting because I was at the Westin Maui last week and I was trying to look up the rate of my room, which was definitely over $1,000. But even in the whole tower that I was in, it's a very specific tower that had access to kind of like their version of a concierge club, their lanai area. I feel like almost all of those rooms, suites there were all over $1,000. So, I mean,
people are paying for it. You would want to keep growing that. So they see that they're going to continue to take people's money and provide them, hopefully, a great experience.
Yes. Well, I will say to last week, they were providing a fantastic experience.
Yes, so, it looked like a great experience.
Kudos to them. All right. Let's talk about biohacking.
I like this. You know this about me already.
Both of us. But maybe we need to go. Okay. New plan. We're going on a road trip.
We'll do a live podcast with an IV in our arms getting refilled here.
No, we're going to go to Dubai for this next one. So I love this. And by the way, we've never really talked about Dubai is like one of my favorite cities in the world. I love it. Like they've got a lot of things going on. There's this new hotel in Dubai that basically like they're really focusing on biohacking. And what's cool about it is that the rooms there only really start at about $500 a night. So it's not like it's crazy, crazy expensive. So as we talk about this, what's the coolest wellness experience that you guys have experienced at a hotel? So let us know in the comments as we're kind of talking about this. Want to know, because there's so many things. It doesn't necessarily have to be biohacking. They've got everything there from ginger shots at the mini bar. They've got IV injections. Have you ever done an IV?
I used to do it all the time. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. There was one across the street from when I worked at Los Miami Beach Hotel, and I would just pop over if I was feeling burnt out, get rehydrated with some vitamins and shoot back over. You were in a massage chair. Yeah. Big difference.
Yeah.
I'm a big believer.
Yeah. I used to get vitamin B12 shots, especially when I first became vegetarian and I was just kind of trying to balance my vitamin B. B12 levels. Not that everybody needs to know about my history.
Let's get your medical records up here on the screen, producers. I think we have it behind stage.
Wow, that just got real personal real quick.
You're seeing these things at this hotel. I'll get us back on track here.
Yeah,
they have five pillars that they work on, which is fitness, nutrition, sleep, recovery, and mindfulness.
I love
tech
that.
Integrations built in so you can track all of these things at this hotel. So I was looking at some reviews there. It doesn't have enough yet to where I'm like, wow, this is going to be the place that everyone's going to. But it seems pretty
opened.
Awesome.
Like just opened.
Weeks. I just opened. That's what I'm saying. They have a lot of fitness places. They got the tennis and paddle, squash and badminton. Sounds like a fun place to be.
Oh, totally.
And we got Claudio here.
Oh, Klaus. I love Klaus. FYI. Klaus, former Le Cléador concierge with myself. Man, we've done a lot of live shows together. Heart out to him. So if you're in Barcelona, this is the guy to talk to. Sorry.
But we were just talking about wellness. What is your favorite wellness experience? Because I have one. What is yours?
It's interesting. So first of all, I love that they have different Westins in general have a running concierge. I also love that they were the first ones to kind of like experiment with renting running shoes if people didn't pack them. I always tend to bring them. But then I was just at the La Quinta Resort in over in Palm Springs area. And they had this spa there was like insane. And they did this whole like body scrub treatment situation that I mean, my skin was like, has never felt that smooth before, but it was like lasers, different lights. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I felt like I was in a personal car wash. It was very awesome. And it was something like a $650 treatment. So
yeah. It was fun. I love going to spas now. Of always, since I started Mandarin Oriental, it really taught me about the spa life. But one of the best wellness experiences mixed with spa to me is the Carillon Wellness Resort here in Miami Beach. Ooh. And it is amazing because they have all the traditional things that you like, but it's built for wellness. It started as a Canyon Ranch and then transitioned to this Carillon, but they really went into it. And it is amazing to see this touchless spa service that they have, where you start in cryotherapy freezer. That's the coldest in the country.
Love that.
And you move over into red light lasers that are scanning you to make sure you get the infrared. Then you go to this, it looks like a waterbed, but then all of a sudden they turn it on and it's got like this meditation. You're floating, and then all of a sudden it feels like hands are touching you, but it's not.
Wait,
it's like
what?
This touchless massage into an electric stimulation chair to stimulate all your muscles. And then you end it in their hot tub and steam room that is one of the best in the country. So you have one with filled with beautiful gems and stones and like all the minerals, and you have one with different scents, and then they have sensory showers, so you can choose like, oh, I'm on a beach, or I'm in a jungle, or I'm in a rainstorm. So shout out to them.
This is insane.
It was like 2 hours. Yeah, but I love it.
No, it's awesome. By the way, we got Will Slickers in the background saying here that he does a spa day per quarter. Definitely agree with you on that. Okay. Oh, Kamal, energy biohacking. Biohacks for sleep are often part of this category. Yes, that is right. I love that we're leaning more into sleep. I've been focusing a lot more on sleep in the past year.
I was telling Will, I need some sleep, but kids,
you just looked so tired when you said that.
Some sleep.
You're like, I need some sleep. Oh, I'm all about sleep. So, I mean, it's great. It's so great that they're having all of these different options. And by the way, kind of coming back to what I was originally saying and why I love that this is in Dubai. One of the reasons why I actually really like, oh, wait, I want to talk about this in a second. But one of the reasons why I love Dubai in general is that they're very forward thinking in a lot of their offerings, whether it is hotel offerings, whether it's experiences in the city, whether, you know, I used to hate the idea of like, oh, we want to be the biggest, baddest, best. Cause I was like, okay, everybody calm down. Like, but then I was there and I was like, you know what the upside to that attitude is that it can be very progressive, and you can have a lot of firsts in that sort of environment. Okay. So what is this comment from Alexandra?
My friend Alexandra saying, great new wellness experience in Safety Harbor, Florida. Check out Om Wellness and Meditation. Ooh. Aerial meditation, floating in silk hammocks to guided meditation and sound bowls. Just opened in January. Well worth it. Thank you, Alexandra.
I love that me a good sound good. Bath. So I'm into this.
I need some right after this. We got to figure this out.
Have you ever done a sound bath, by the way?
I've done like the sound bowls, but I don't know what a sound bath is. Is that the same thing?
Yeah. I mean, it would basically be that. Like you do a whole sound bowl experience for, you know, however long it is.
And Reiki and all these things going on down here. We got a lot of fun
stuff. We got a lot of fancy stuff going on over there. I mean, go figure. You have options in Miami. It makes sense. All right. Should we talk about some travel topics?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. You know, I almost feel like we can't do a show without talking about something ridiculous that is happening in the air. One of these days, I actually hope that this doesn't happen, but one of these days I feel like I might witness one of these things. Hopefully not. So this happened. A Canadian, we love Canadians. I don't know how this happened here. A Canadian was arrested for allegedly opening a plane door and deploying the evacuation slide in Thailand. Guys.
Not good.
Not good. No bueno.
Yeah. In Chiang Mai, at Thailand, you're opening up this emergency door. They don't mess around with their laws either.
No.
You see what the potential punishment could be for this person?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that? Yeah. Tell us what it is.
So it is a possible death penalty, imprisonment of up to 20 years, or an 800,000 baht fine, which is really 22,000 bucks. So it's either $22,000 fine or death penalty. So it's a big range there for opening a door on the plane in the airport. But I just don't get what people are doing. They're all starting to freak out on these planes.
Well, so to give people some perspective, the plane was, it was taxiing for takeoff. So they had not actually gone anywhere.
He heard some voices in his head, like that Final Destination movie, like, get off the plane.
What I want to know, like, is that like the whole thing with the slide? Like, I always got excited looking at the pamphlet and being like, wow, that looks like a fun bouncy slide that you'd have to go down.
Or maybe it's the other way. He had a couple too many drinks. Like, Sarah told me I should open up this door and check out the slide.
Do not get me involved. I had nothing to do with Thailand or Canada.
Yeah. And Nicholas, I agree with you. Not good, my friend. It is not good doing that anywhere, but especially in a country that's going to be very serious for you.
Yeah, I am actually curious. It would be interesting because they still haven't said why he ended up doing this, but it would be interesting to find out. Like, I mean, I know that we're kind of like poking fun at it here, but obviously it is very serious. And whether it's, I don't know if it's a case of some sort of mental health, you would think.
They said he appeared stressed and was difficult to have a conversation with.
Thank you, Steve.
That's what the note said.
I would think he would appear stressed if he is going to open up an exit door and deploy the freaking slide. Homeboy's stressed.
He's a little stressed. At least he wasn't laughing about it.
No, but I am. So that's horrible. All right. So hopefully, if you guys have ever experienced anything wild and crazy like that, let us know. Hopefully. Yeah. Wrong place to open the door. Oh, yeah. He might have wanted to stay in Thailand. Yeah. I mean,
all-inclusive for a long, long time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Massages are very affordable there. Just saying. Just saying on that biohacking thing. Okay. The Love Boat. We're going to talk about some cruising, some interesting things happening in the world of cruising. I like this in honor of Valentine's Day. But this was also a recent article that came out that was talking about the Love Boat. That really, it's interesting in how this can apply to us today is how the Love Boat really kind of changed. The TV show from back in the day in the 70s, it really transformed the cruise industry. It kind of put it on the map for like the average American. And so it was interesting because, Steve, I know that we were not necessarily tuning into the Love Boat when it was on live.
I was not alive yet. Maybe it's towards the end of the show. Okay.
Same bro.
I think we're the same year. We're the same year.
Yeah, I think so, actually. But it's interesting to look back at that because we have talked a lot about how there are, current shows from White Lotus to all of these others that impact where people are traveling to, where they're staying. But by the way, that isn't new. People were doing that with the Love Boat. So I love this sort of like just some numbers. Back in probably in 1970, there was an estimated about 500,000 people went on a cruise holiday. And then that figure basically had jumped to 5 million by 1997. And I also didn't know this, but they actually had partnered with Princess Cruises way back in the day. Did you know that?
I did not know that. But when we started looking into this, the smartest thing ever, and I keep telling people this all the time, if you have the opportunity to have a show at your property, figure out a way to do it because you're going to have those fans that are going to be there. And back in this time, there was only a few channels, right? So everyone in the country is watching this. 50 million people watching a show every week, dreaming about going on a cruise.
Yeah. It was so cool. They say this is like the greatest product placement ever, but it's true.
Yeah. They said how many ships started getting built. But look, I live in the cruise capital of the world here in Miami. And I see these cruise ships every day driving back and forth to work. Mm-hmm. And it is incredible to see how they have changed from when I started going on cruises in the 80s to now. It's like, I love it. I don't know about you. Are you a cruise fan? Or are you still more hotel travel fan?
Oh, no. Oh, I love cruises and I find them fascinating. As a hotelier, I'm obsessed with their operations and I want to know how it works. And every time I'm on a cruise ship, I'm always like, can I go below deck? Can I go see like where?
Yeah, have
like,
you gone?
A couple of times, but like, I think I actually need to maybe like work on a cruise ship for a couple weeks just to like experience
like work.
Fascinating
to me. And I've been on the bottom of the Oasis of the Seas, Caribbean. I got a tour of it. And I got to see everything. It's amazing what they have down below for all the team members there. And then the rank So if you have any cruise people out there, I'd love to hear what you think about working on cruise ships. Part of me, I thought it says like a very big adjustment period for a lot of people, because basically you're at sea, you're on that ship, you don't leave for 6 to 9 months at a time.
And you're working a lot. You work every day. Yeah.
Multiple shifts. So I almost did early in my career. I did not, but I still love going on the cruises, and I can't wait to go on Icon of the Seas very soon.
Oh, I know. Same. Where was our invite, yo? Like,
yeah, we got to get on that one for a new show. We'll do it live.
We will make that happen. But I love this little like final thing that they were kind of talking about with the Love Boat. And this applies to so much of what we're doing. And then also even our next topic here is people always ask kind of why the Love Boat was so popular. And by the way, we're talking about it. And like, we weren't even, I mean, it was like before our time. It was like our parents were watching the show.
50 years later. Isn't that weird to say?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, that's weird. 50. Don't advertise that.
We're not 50 yet.
No, we are not.
Yeah. But shows half a century later, we're still talking about it.
But what it did is it gave people something to dream about. And I think that is the most important thing. And when it comes to marketing any sort of travel experience, from a cruise, from a hotel, from a destination, from a home rental, whatever it is, it's giving somebody something to dream about so that they can really like fully aspire to escape. And I love that.
I love it. Thank you. Antonio Recias, my friend, Antonio. Once upon a time, we hosted a recruiting meeting for a big cruise line. Wow. I listened to the presentation and it was fascinating.
Yeah,
you didn't go work on the cruise ships, Antonio. You were working in Cancun. You were the king of Cancun for a long time.
Yeah. But I mean, some people want to stay on land. You got more options. It might be easier to go visit family. Just true. Saying.
Well, we can all go say hello to Antonio at the Loews Miami Beach Hotel. He is the hotel manager there.
Ooh. Fantastic job. I'll come say hi. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm coming back to South Florida in April. So 2 months, live everybody show. Hold your breath.
Well, we're talking about what's going on and how this impacted. And now our next topic kind of relates to this.
Yeah. So this is fascinating. So they had it's how this world cruise has become a TikTok reality show. And what's been going on with it. So Royal Caribbean has done their ultimate world cruise. It sets sail from Miami in mid-December. And I think it's like a 9-month cruise.
9 months.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And so a lot of passengers basically started filming their daily routines from sea. And they've been posting it on TikTok. And it is blowing up. But it's fascinating because it's almost becoming this real-time reality show.
Yes.
Complete with characters, like drama, not drama on the side of the cruise line, but like, you know, the
guests.
Passenger.
Yeah, the passenger.
Yes. Yes. And it's like, it's really blown up and people, I mean, wow. And by the way, if you want to take a look at any of the videos, the hashtag is Ultimate World Cruise. So hashtag Ultimate World Cruise. It's already surpassed 150 million views. I mean, people are getting like Starbucks on board, like all this stuff.
No, I love it. I got into a little bit of a black hole watching it. And I was seeing how people are setting up their rooms, because they're setting up their rooms as if it's their apartments. So they're like making like different configurations and putting up wallpaper and putting up shelving. That's
wallpaper. Who put up wallpaper?
Yeah, you will see it go into the black hole of like setting up the rooms and how they're setting up.
Like, because peel it. They literally came on board with peel and stick.
They figured it out somehow and they're putting up their artwork and it's like making it their little apartment on the ship, because they stay in the same room for 9 months. And I was thinking, you know what? It starts at 60 grand. And I started doing the math. I was like, seems to be like a pretty good deal, actually, because you have all your food included. You have everything's right there. You don't have to pay for any travel. I don't know. When I have the ability to do this, I may want to.
And by the way, it's also so, I mean, obviously there have been some influencers that were invited to be on this and for parts of it. So not necessarily the whole trip. But because there was also that option is that if you couldn't commit to the full 9 months, you could buy to join for sections of it. But you also have like unexpected social media influencers, like people that are like started just sharing videos on TikTok and they've ended up blowing up because they're specifically on this ship.
There's one employee. I don't know if he's on this ship, but he works for Royal Caribbean and I follow him and he's blown up. He started with like you know, a handful of followers, and now he's got hundreds of thousands, all from showing day in the life of what he does as an entertainer on.
Yeah. Oh, wait, who's your
guitar player? It's not my friend. I just started following him, but I feel like he's my friend. Oh. Yeah. But if you're listening now, would you go on a cruise that's 9 months long? Because I saw one also that got canceled that was 3 years long.
People
sold all their belongings and they wanted to go on this ship. And it never actually happened.
I know. That was horrible. You know, it's interesting. 9 months.
Yeah. It's a good chunk.
It's like, I couldn't take off from like work for 9 months. Like, we better make sure.
Let's just say you had the money. Okay. Well, I guess you have people there. People are working from there. I see it. Like, they're all working.
You can. You can. Actually, there are different cruise ships that also support this like work and play sort of concept. So you can work from there so long as the Wi-Fi is good and strong.
Yeah.
You know.
I think last spring break, we went on a cruise and my wife had to do some work, and she's an attorney, did it just perfect.
I love the idea about, so I would probably explore that because you do have everything on the ship. You've got all the different food offerings. You don't have to worry about that. They've always got a gym. You can get your work done. You can go enjoy the, I mean, okay. As I think about it, don't twist my arm. I would do this.
I think I could, you know, cause there's different when you travel on cruises. Like, you do the short one, everyone's partying. It gets a little longer. Yeah. You do that for the first couple of days, then you start to adjust and get a little healthier. But 9 months is interesting. But I like to see hotels try this. This could be interesting for hotels, cause some do like seasonal rooms.
Yeah.
Some of these hotels, and I've seen that, like, in seasonal areas, you can rent it for 3 or 4 months, but maybe you hit gold and have 150 million people watching your videos if you create something in your hotel.
That would be cool. Yeah. So a lot to learn from this and how you can use social media to your advantage.
So you got something to talk about in your panel.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. I do. Oh yeah. Good times. Cool. Okay. Wait. We're pretty much
at the
end.
30 minutes already. What happened?
What? It's so fun. Okay. Real-time recap. Do you have something that you experienced this past week that you want to share?
Yes. So secretly, and I guess I'm only telling you all listening to this, is I do some travel advising for select clients. You have to be a friend of a friend or my friend. I'll do it for you. But the Bahamar Hyatt and Bahamar Rosewood have been fantastic in setting up a group event that I'm doing over there. So big shout out to you all. Very friendly. Get to you quickly. Have a lot of options. You know, when you get a lot of questions working in sales, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming, especially if it's not the biggest group. But both hotels have been fantastic. So shout out to you all.
Oh, well, this was not what I was going to share, but because I too have some private clients that are out and about doing some things. And I have some clients in Costa Rica right now, staying at the Andas Peninsula Papagayo. Oh my God. Wow.
Fun to say that three times.
So fun to say Papagayo. Okay. I won't do that to you guys. So they have been wonderful. Their whole concierge team has been great. I've got my clients there right now. They're super happy. This is my real-time recap that I wanted to share. Is I was at the Delta Sky Lounge and a guy came up to the, you know, the food area and was basically asking, hey, can I have some whole milk? And he was like, I have a son. And so, you know, wanted to have some whole milk for him. Like, I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. So he goes, he gets, and he comes back, and without even skipping a beat, he was like, would you like me to warm this up for your son? And I know that's so simple, but it was, he didn't have to do that. And we're also talking about like the Delta Sky Club, and we kind of know this in hotels, but I love it when I see it in other industries. And I'm like, yo, whoever did your training, shout out to them. That is awesome. It's just that simple question, whether he opted it for it or not, just was that little like above and beyond. And it was great. It was so, I was there.
Which city were you in for this Delta Sky Lounge?
Los Angeles.
All right. Well, shout out to Los Angeles. I'm surprised you guys have whole milk over there. It's all nuts and oats and
oh damn. Okay.
Can you warm up some milk for me?
Stop. Stop. You're so bad. And it's so true. Oh my gosh. You were coming in with the freaking ringers.
Coming
today.
In hot. No sleep. See, I need to sleep. I wouldn't have said
that. Okay. Noted on that. Okay. Let's talk about our hospitality quote before we wrap up for the day. I like this one. It's a different Maya Angelou one. Do you want to say it with your voice, your angelic voice?
If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how amazing you can be.
Oh, Maya Angelou. By the way, I feel so inspired. Thank you for that.
Yeah, but it's true. Like, I realized this as I got older. I think once I hit like my late 30s, early, I'm only 41, 42 soon. I realized that it doesn't really matter what people think. Just be yourself, because people really don't care anyway. It's all in our heads.
Yeah.
And you get to have so much fun. That's why I'm doing this with you now.
Yeah.
I'm sure people, when you started your social media, are like, oh, look at this one over here. Yeah. Right? At least that's what was in my head. And then I realized no one cares and everyone actually wants to do it, just doesn't have the guts to be the person they want to be.
Oh, totally. Well, you know, I mean, and it just, it all depends on your outlook on life in general, but I've never been one that's, oh, I want to fit in the box. Like, it's more of like, okay, this is the box. Cool. How can we like keep our foot in the box, you know, or toe in, but then like we do everything else. So I'm all about kind of like pushing the envelope and not necessarily being too extreme, because, you know, you still want to be palatable to people. Yes. But yeah, it's all about just don't necessarily try to be normal. Try to be extraordinary. We only got one life to live, yo.
Flip it. I like it. Love it.
Wow. Wow. Cool. Well, I'm feeling awfully inspired at this hour of the day. Oh my gosh.
I'm ready to conquer the world.
Or Mount Kilimanjaro. Either one.
Papagayo. We go to Papagayo. Let's do it.
Papagayo. That's a peninsula. We're not climbing anything. Oh my gosh. Wow, guys.
Well, as always, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Make sure to share this with your friends. Subscribe, most importantly. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely see you. That's not a question mark. We are definitely seeing you next week. We're going to bring the laughs. We're going to bring all the good stuff. So like, subscribe. If you have a moment and you want to rate the show, we would love that. Why not?
Absolutely. And especially on Valentine's Day, show some love to all of us over here.
Show some love. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.